Queensland's Food Bowl, regions of the Darling Downs, South Burnett and Central Queensland are dealing with plague proportions of field mice. Entire paddocks of crops have been wiped out by the rodents. Meanwhile, residents are going to extraordinary lengths to keep the critters out of their homes. Vicky Green is a farmer from Felton on the Darling Downs and a crop protection manager with Grains Research and Development Corporation. Vicky, welcome.
Hello, Kat. Good evening.
Vicky, when we use the word plague, what are farmers and residents experiencing right now?
Well, there is an official definition for plague, which is 800 mice per hectare.
Oh.
But, you know, that's a bit hard to put into context. But, you know, think of the average size football field. You know, we've got that number of mice in a slightly bigger area than that. So... Recently, back in December, some researchers from CSIRO did some surveillance in Queensland. They were finding out in the Moonee area between 200 and 300 burrows per hectare. So when you talk about 200 mice per hectare causing economic damage, 800 mice per hectare being a plague, we've got 200 to 300 burrows per hectare. And normally there's 1 to 4 mice per burrow, but there can be up to 40. So... In certain areas, yes, we absolutely are in plague proportions.
What sort of mice are they? Are they invasive or native?
Oh, no, they're invasive mice. Most commonly the house mouse or field mouse. There's a couple of different species, but the house mouse is probably the most prolific out there. And, I guess what, as you introduced, I am a farmer, work with DRDC as well, but... what we are seeing, if we walk into our shed, our machinery shed at night time, where we have until recently had some grain stored, just you turn a torchlight on and the floor is crawling.
Oh.
So it's not very pleasant.
No. And expensive, I would imagine.
Well, it is expensive and it potentially very costly. And I guess also the time implications... you know, if mice get into machinery, it can damage wiring harnesses. You know, farming is time critical. And if you have a hold up, a delay because you've got a machine that's malfunctioning or not working at all, then that, that can be incredibly costly for getting, you know, crops in the ground, weeds sprayed, et cetera. So farmers do whatever they can to try and minimise that impact. We're obviously seeing them in houses too, which is never fun for anybody.
I'm standing on a chair as we speak. Do we know why they're in such plague proportion? What happened that they were allowed to get to these numbers?
They naturally go through boom and bust cycles. And so I guess the numbers back in late 2020 started to ring some alarm bells because they started breeding back in September. So for us to see those sort of numbers of 200 to 300 burrows per hectare in December, that starts to ring some alarm bells because they breed right through until it gets cold. So, you know, we've got them through until April. And that's the alarming thing for growers that are looking at, we've had some quite good rain in areas over the Christmas period. So people are looking to plant crops. They're looking to harvest crops, and unfortunately they're the two really susceptible times for a crop and really attractive times for a mouse. So, it's all action at the moment in paddocks.
So what are you having to do? Let's start in your house and move outside. What are you having to do at home to try and to keep them under control?
As a lot of Queenslanders do, they live in lovely Queenslander houses, which very nice and drafty, but mean lots of gaps so mice get in. So we ourselves have, 15 traps set in the house. At night time, there were situations where I'd go to bed, I'd get a few hours sleep, I'd obviously stir and hear the traps going off. I'd get up, empty traps, rebait traps. By the time I got back to bed, they were going again. And I got to the point where I'd lay in bed and say, I'm not getting up until I've heard three go off.
So
it was worse than any nighttime disturbance when I had my children as being young. It was, I mean, it's hard, but you do whatever you can to try and stop, protect your pantry, so to speak.
Yeah.
We've you know, steel wool, try and plug up holes, whatever you can.
And what about outside? How are you dealing with them on your farm, and your sheds, and the machinery? What can you do?
Okay, well, in our sheds, as I said, we had some grain stored in there. I mean, that was absolute smorgasbord for the mice. So we've got a shipping container now that we've been at. We've, you know, moved all that grain into the shipping container. We've set up water traps to try and control some of the numbers. We've obviously put bait in the sheds as well. And then out in the paddocks where we're seeing crop damage, we've resorted to baiting as well at planting and as the crop is flowering and setting grain.
What about the big farms? Are there extra things that can be done on a large scale?
Well, they're doing similar control activities, but because of the big areas that they're trying to get over, whereas we're using a spreader that's set up on the back of a quad bike or on the back of a, you know, like a high sprayer or a tractor, they're actually having aerial baiting done so that they, you know, using an aeroplane, be able to get over a lot more country a lot more quickly.
What is the cost of this to farmers? What can they lose?
What they can lose, we've got situations this year where, you know, parts of paddocks have just been completely destroyed. Especially those that have been adjacent to our winter crops. So if we've just recently harvested wheat and barley, the mice are coming out of those crops into freshly planted sorghum, for example, or mung beans, and they're just having an absolute field day.
Mm.
So, you know, in some situations, people have had to completely replant because they've lost that crop. At the other end of the season, where we're just about to harvest, if you get mice damaging that grain then, they don't eat a whole grain. They'll just have a bit of a nibble out of lots of them. And so then when you harvest, that grain can crack more or it can spill out the back of the header. And so you potentially lose that. It's pretty hard to put an actual number on it, but the cost to bait is about $10 a hectare. And, you know, it's not surprising the number of people that are doing that, because the cost is obviously a lot greater, or the losses are obviously a lot greater if you don't.
This crop was to be a beacon of hope for farmers after the drought. There's been good rain in a lot of areas. So what's it like for them to be dealing with this right now?
Farmers are a resilient bunch, but it is absolutely disheartening. You know, as you said, we've been in drought for 2 or 3 years, and to be able to, you know, finally have something to harvest and some rain to plant some more crops now has been just wonderful. But, yeah, I guess it's just another thing that people have to deal with. Emotionally, it's quite draining. Again, to have to deal with it, you know, with another pest, but I guess it's what we do. doesn't make it any easier, but you also know that the impact, if you don't manage them, is going to be too significant.
Vicky, best of luck, and I send the same wishes and strength out to all the farmers listening who are affected.